Hey, before we start the podcast today, I want to update you on all of the new season slippers and sandals at MyPillow. Oh my gosh. You know, if you've listened to me and bought a pair of my slippers, they are fabulous. They're so comfortable. They're fur-lined slippers, and the linings are soft and cozy. I wear them all the time. But guess what? Now, in addition to that, and you can still buy those, you can now buy all-season slippers. They're available in regular and wide width, pebble grain leather uppers, breathable soft jersey fabric linings, and you know what? They also have sandals. Of course they do. They should have always had sandals. And you know what? They are every bit as comfortable as the My Slippers. They're super soft foam for superior comfort and impact absorption. Three-tier cushioning system reduces the stress that you put on your feet and joints. It's all-day comfort, people. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com. You must put in promo code ROSE to get the specials right now. Promo code ROSE at MyPillow.com.
Unencumbered by political correctness, undeterred in her mission to spread the truth, unafraid to be a true conservative, she's unapologetic, uncompromising, unwavering, and an undeniably powerful voice when we need it most.
This is my fight song.
This is Rose Unplugged.
My power's turned.
Welcome to this episode of Rose Unplugged.
There's a couple of people. We're looking at the 4th of July. 246 years, my friends. 246 years since we gained our independence. And, you know, there's a few men that you may not be familiar with that I'd like to tell you about today. Because while they are all different, coming from diverse backgrounds, there is one thing they all have in common. But before I tell you what that thing is, let me tell you a little bit about each one of them. First, we have Caesar Rodney. He was born on the family farm in Delaware. He was homeschooled and had no further formal education. And he was only 17 when his father died. After his father died, Caesar went to live with his guardian, who influenced him greatly and taught him the art of politics. And it was that influence that led Caesar to seek elected office. There's George Clymer. When he was very young, he was orphaned. His uncle adopted him and educated him. Eventually, he was given an accounting position in his uncle's firm. Jim Smith was born in Ireland. He immigrated to Pennsylvania with his family when he was around 10 years old. His dad became a farmer, and Jim went to a parochial school. He went on to study law and was admitted to the Pennsylvania bar. George Taylor was a working man and really didn't think much about politics, but when called upon, he did serve his country. He, too, came from Ireland to America in his early 20s. He became an iron worker, and iron production was all he really cared about for most of his life. Stephen Hopkins was born in Rhode Island and is believed to have been self-educated. He had very strong opinions about the importance of freedom. And there's Bill Floyd, who had a very good education growing up on Long Island, but the best education can't protect you from the grief the loss of a parent delivers when you were just a teenager. So good education or not, his dad was a farmer, and after his dad died, it was left to Bill to manage the operations of his dad's farm. Tom Hayward was born in South Carolina. He was homeschooled and went on to study law. Tom also was very involved in politics. Roger Sherman had a very limited education, but he did have access to his father's library, which allowed him to school himself through his father's collection of books. That's how he did it. It was a minister who took Roger under his wing and further instructed him in math and the sciences. And yet, his colleagues later in life would express over and over again their sincere fondness of Roger and his work, describing him as spare with his words and very direct in his speech, but never hesitating to stand and stand again for his principles. If you're like me, you weren't familiar with these men. Their names meant nothing to you. But you need to know that these men all had something in common. They were all members of the Continental Congress, and as such, were signers of the Declaration of Independence. Why, though, you ask, did I spend so much time on them? without mentioning more than familiar names, like, for example, Benjamin Franklin, Robert Morris, John Adams, or even Thomas Jefferson. They were all also part of the Continental Congress. The reason I chose these men, whose names are rarely mentioned or even remembered, is that when we discuss this seminal moment in our country's history, we do it because we felt imperative, it's very imperative, to drive home the point that these men were just ordinary people. Some of them with struggles, difficulties in their early years. And they're not unlike you and I, who, when called upon, though, they were capable of doing extraordinary things, and so are you and I. Some weren't well-educated. Well, at least not by today's standards. Not even by the standards of their days, some of them. Some had limited education, while others were forced to deal with hardships and grief at a very, very young age. And they had to forsake their own dreams in order to take care of their family's business. But all of them, every one of them, felt a call to serve their country, participating in one of the most radical events of all time. They were just ordinary people. Every 4th of July, just ordinary people come together to stand for the same thing that Hopkins, Taylor, Rodney, and the others stood for 246 years ago. Freedom. And they were standing against the same enemy that those men stood against many years ago. We are standing against an enemy that is tyranny. And together they declared their independence from it. May we always be willing to do as Roger Sherman did. Stand, and then stand again for principles. And for many of you who love this country, love the Republic, the Republic is not dead. It may be hanging on by a thread, but it is not dead. The battle for our freedoms continue, and the patriots are still standing to declare their commitment to independence from tyranny once and for all. Here's something kind of fun. Did you know that John Adams and Thomas Jefferson died within 4 hours of each other on the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence? They died within 4 hours of each other. John Adams' last words were, "Independence forever." And Thomas Jefferson survives. Isn't that kind of funny, though, when you think about it? Not knowing that Jefferson had actually died a few hours before. And before he did, Jefferson called his friends and family to his bedside, and this is what he said. "I have done for my country and for all mankind all that I could do, and I now resign my soul without fear to my God, my daughter, and to my country." So as we celebrate the 246th 4th of July since 1776, let us remember that ordinary men can do extraordinary things. And when I read about how so many of them had lost a parent early in their lives, and I think about the story I told you yesterday on the air about my place and about how these children that go through and then age out of foster care, losing so many of them their own biological parents, they went on, many of them that I talked to the other day, to greatness, to achieve great things. So I would encourage you today to know that there is nothing that you cannot do. Nothing that you cannot do. Adversity can bring and lead to greatness if you allow it.
This episode of Rose Unplugged is brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Put in promo code ROSE for up to 66% off. And Hemp Lily, HempLily.com, promo code ROSE, 25% off.